In the name of the Father,
in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen.
We will take today the prayer of Moses in Deuteronomy 32. Actually, we have Moses pray three times. One after, it's in Exodus 15, and it's after they cross the Red Sea. The second one in Psalm 90, and the third one, it's this one in Deuteronomy 32. It's just after, before he's departed. Just before he's departed, he's departed. Okay, and God asked him to pray this, to teach all the people of Israel how to pray. And just the last lesson before he's departed, it is only a few days, and he went to the mountain, and nobody knew about where is Moses. Actually, Moses, when he prayed this prayer, he was looking to something different. He was looking to his he came back to his history and what happened with him with God and how God was dealing with him. And he was looking also into the future of not himself, the future of Israel. And he saw Canaan and that the people will go, and he trusted God. And he knows very well that they will go to Canaan because it's the promise from God. That's why he heard the promise from God, and he admits this. And he tried to send a message to the people that if you need the guidance of God, then you have to talk to him and you have to ask him during your prayer. Which is really exactly this is what happened in this. And we will see. And it's a lesson. Yesterday, Abuna Bishuri was talking about the prayer of Jesus Christ and how we learn from this prayer yesterday. And we will see also today how Moses tried to teach the people of Israel to pray and how to pray. The first principle in this prayer of guidance, it's knowing God, who is God. St. John Chrysostom said, believes that there is no man who hears and testifies to the divine things heavens are called to testify. Moses started his prayer by a couple of verses. It's really very good, and when you read this, you will find that really it's very deep. He said that, give ear, O heavens, and I will speak and hear. O earth, the words of my mouth, let my teaching drop as a rain, my speech distill at the dew, a rain drops on the tender herb, and a shower on the grass. For I proclaim the name of the Lord, ascribe witness to our God. He is the rock, his work is perfect. We can see that he's starting the prayer by praising. But not only praising. If we go to the midnight praising in the host number 3, we can see something totally different. We can see that we try to tell all the nature to praise God. He's starting by he calling the rain, he calling the heaven, he calling the birds, he calling everything around the around us in the nature to praise God. And this is one as a first step in my prayer, that I have to praise God, I have to look outside and have to look to the nature outside, and I have to see that the nature also is praising God. If God really, and this is exactly with Adam, the first Adam, I can say, the first Adam before his falling, he was talking to the birds and to the animals. And he knew, that's why he knew very well the language of these animals. It means that the animals and the birds and the plants and everything is praising God also too. Why is praising? They are praising God. They are praising God because they know very well he is the creator. He is the Pantocrator. That's why he prays, they praising God. Who can stand over you? They try to see how the beauty of the nature that are around us, and they try to think about He's great. If I have a discussion with a physician about the complication of the human being, and for sure the nursing know, and like who's working this, how it really, that our body is very complicated and there is a lot of things, machine inside us. It is working properly and there is a balance between everything. How it's great. Who created us? That's why it's very important that in starting of prayer, I have to praise. It's very good to go to the environment of the prayer by starting by songs and praising God. And like the third, what I said, the third canticle, the third host, there is the praising the nature, all the nature praising God. That's why I have to look to the greatness of God. And I told this before, there is three levels of knowing God. The first level, it's a level of experience. For example, I go to someone, what do you know about God? And this is exactly yesterday, Abu Nabi Shoaib mentioned about the point that we took the experience or the knowing of God by some experience from somebody else. Like I heard a very good sermon, or I heard Abuna and he told me about, for example, a story. And really, God is great. God is great. But this is only my experience with God. This is only my experience. The second level of experience is the level of knowledge. I open the book. That's why I open the book and I know God very well. God is working very well with Moses. God is very well doing with Adam and first, and after this with Abraham and with Isaac. And I know now, I know God. I know God very well. You know God from the Bible? Yeah, very good. But only as information. And the third level of knowing God is a level of wisdom. And the level of wisdom, it's a level of knowing God personally. That's why it's this point, it's very important. When you're knowing God in a level of personal wise, when I'm trying to talk to God, that's why the first verse in a prayer of Moses, he was praising God, he was calling all the natures around him, and he told the nature, praising God with me. He tried to know who is God personally, and he was trying to see God in every single thing around him. We have no time to talk to God, and we have no time also for a private time to take it, to drop myself and to take a time, me and him only, and to see how God is God, how God is great. And this is a point very important. Then I have to find God's greatness and righteousness. That's why he calling here the heaven and the rain. This is what we said. The greatness of God. He said in the second verse, God is a rock. Can you tell me why he told me, like how he told us, or how, why he tried to teach us God is a rock? Why? It's only to meditate. Like, why he put God is a rock? Like, what the meaning of God is a rock? Sure. Yes, God is a rock. We can build everything on the rock. Yes. Yeah. You remember that Moses, when he... Yes, exactly. He hit the rock, and from the rock, they're out of water. And he fed all the people with these waters. That's why who gave the water is God, and God is the rock. If you need to see God and to take or to live, you have to take and drink God. And if you need to build your church, the church, it is not only the church here, the church in your home, with your family. If you need to build your church, you have to build it on the rock. That's why he said here, the rock. And God's work is perfect, because he cares about us in everything. There is, I found like a picture. It's praise the Lord. Praise the Lord in everything. Like you write right here. Praise the Lord from the heaven, in the heights, in the angel, all the hosts, sun and moon, all you shining stars, you highest heavens. Everything is praising God. The third point is a sin. Then the first point that I have when I go to pray, I have to know who is God, and by praising God, I will know how God is great, and I will see the greatness of righteousness of God. The third point is sin. He said in the fifth verse in the prayer, they have corrupted themselves, they are not his children, because of their blemish. Preserve and crooked generation. What is a sin? The sin is a separation between me and between God. Just I enter to the prayer, the thought comes to myself, I'm not worthy to pray to God. And coming to by a word that the devil tried to put like a sin over me, like something, you are very bad. You did a lot of sin. You are not worthy to stand up and to pray to God. And this is the first thing come to myself when I try to pray. Then the first thing I have to praise. And when while I'm praising, this coming to me some thought. And the thought is coming to me as I'm a sinner. And I have to admit that I am a sinner. And I know very well that I sin, and the sin is a separation between me and between God. That's why St. Mark the Ascetic said, the devil makes small sins seem smaller in our eyes, for otherwise he can't lead us to greater evil. We have to admit this, that the devil tried to appear to me, like reveal to me, like this small sin, it's a small, you can't lie. It's a small thing. And you will not do it anything else. That's why I have to be honest with myself. I'm going fast because I know the time. That's why when I go to the prayer, I know very well that I am a sinner. But there is obstacles and idols between me and between God. A lot of people come to myself, for example, in the confession, and said, like, I can't hear the voice of God. I can't hear. I'm praying a lot, but I can't hear anything from God. And this is right. That's why I was asking somebody, like, how you pray? I read the Bible, and I'm open the Agbaya, and I'm reading also all the Psalms very well. And all the Psalms. And I ask him, when you read the Psalms, you are praying or you understand the meanings of the word? No, I just finished only in 10 minutes and that's it. And which is not calling God. It is not praying to God. It's a homework. And I have to do the homework today that I have to pray only, for example, the prime and that's it, the first hour. And this is a homework. At least meditate on the word. Okay, take a conversation. That's why they said in the prayer, it's a dialogue, not monologue. Then, There is a lot of idols between me and between God. For example, the pride. Inside me, I'm satisfied that I am good. I'm perfect in everything. I'm perfect. I'm doing this, I have a talent. And then when I'm going to pray, okay, I thank God, yeah, but I'm good, God. Thank you, I'm good, I'm very good. That sometimes I have no need to calling God. The second one is the world and the physical idols. It's what? Because I am very busy. And also the technology that I have in my hands, it takes a lot of time from myself, which is some of the devil tried to take a lot of the devices which we have, the physical and electronics devices which we what we have in our hands to make a separation between me and between God. For example, like the WhatsApp, the Facebook, and all of this. And you see also for our kids, for example, now for the games and the Pokemon and a lot of things now. Now they drive us, yes, really, they drive. The devil tried to drive us away from God. Then, when I'm going back to pray, my mind is very busy with a lot of things else. And a lot of things in my work, my job, my home, and I have no time to think about God when I'm praying. Just we pray, you have to remove everything and go to God. Okay, I'm now me and you only and alone. Reminding myself of the work of God, love of God. In the verse number 6, he said, remember the days of the old, consider the years of many generations, ask your father and he will show you your elders and they will tell you. When he said, ask your father, for example, today we have a feast of Saint Marina. When we read the story of Saint Marina, what the benefit of it? Why have to read the Synaxarium? Why have Abuna go here and to read some stories on us? I don't know. Okay, we have the Bible. I understand the Bible is the Word of God. But why there is a system in the church? We have to read this. For example, today is a feast of the Saint Marina, for example, and also today is of the feast of Habib Girgis. And why I have to read this? Exactly. The problem that we take some only, we read it and we applaud this, like, very good. He's very good saint. Yeah, he did a good job and a great job, but I didn't learn from it what is exactly what I have to learn. And this is a message now to the servant. Try to tell your kids about a lot of stories about the saints and about something real happened outside. When I went to Mississauga, I tried to tell the topics, and I put many, many stories. And after we finish, a lot of youth came and asked about the stories, not about the topic. But the topic, they said, for example, we know that the story is related to, for example, the point number one. Okay, but what is exactly happened for the story? And we discuss about what the benefit and how to learn from this story. Then try to tell your kids about this. Try to tell your kids about the story. They will have a role model in their life. Then I have to remind myself that how is God is that God loves us a lot. When I see, for example, Saint Marina, even there is she faced a lot of problems in her life, but we know very well that God loves her a lot. And also this is a lesson to me, that God loves me a lot. And he said also, he kept him as the apple of his eye. You can imagine that we are the apple of God's eye. We are the apple of his eye. That means, it means what? He loves us a lot. He's taking care about every single thing in my life. That's why I have to not be worried about anything. I saw a lot of servants. I know very well that we are in the real life. And we have a lot of problems in our life outside. But when you, myself, I'm talking to myself, when I am here in the presence of God, I have to stop thinking about anything because in the presence of God, He is doing everything for me. If I trust God, I give Him Himself, myself to Him. I will tell you a confession. After my ordination, 8 months around, there is something happened, a big problem. And it's the first time that I faced this problem in my life. And the priesthood also did too much on me. And just I entered to the church and I was thinking about this problem a lot. And I stopped thinking and I entered to the altar and I removed my hat and I removed my cross and I put my cross on the altar. And I told him, it's your problem, it's not mine. I will not thinking about this problem again. Never. And this is what you have to do. This is your job, not my job. I am your servant only. I'm not doing anything. This is what you have to do. That's why we have a lot of problems, for example, with our kids. There's a lot of kids I know by name, they are not here in church. They not like to come to the church. Okay? Keep going with them, at least by texting, bye. But by the end of the day, I have to remember them in my prayer. And I have to put their names here. Only the way that these people or these kids come to the church, not by my effort. Not, for example, I'm doing a lot of a good job. No, I'm doing my best. And I put everything on to God. This is His job also too. But I have to do my job. There is a lot of stories happened with me during the last period that God revealed Himself to the people and He tried to push the people to come back to the church in the last days in their life. And I have during like the last 9 months I saw a lot of people, like God tried to tell me, He teach me, actually. He tried to tell me, like, you are nothing, I'm doing everything. That's why this is what I have to do also too. Then, one of thing, I'm trusting God, and when I pray, I know very well that God is love. That's why I remove everything. If I have a problem, I put it in His shoulders. And as a servant, because I know very well that I have a problem in my service and I have a problem also with maybe with servants and maybe I have a problem also with my kids, then I have to put everything on His shoulders and that's it. I'm praying. God, I can't do anything. And finally, well, God will see, He will look to you. Okay, now I can do my job. Thank you to keep myself do something. Because actually, in any problem in the church, we try to solve it. Like make a meeting and do and like something, but where is the prayer? Then there is no space, no area that God working in it. Because my hands and my mind and our mindset, it's inside the problem and we try to solve it by ourselves, but there is no space for God. That's what God is looking to me like, okay, solve it if you can. Moses ends his song by calling the people to rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice. We have a problem in the Coptic church, a little bit complicated, that actually when you come to the church, you have to be upset and you have to be sad and you have to be make it like this and all the songs like to be very, very, very sad tone. And if you are, you have to be kosher. I don't know why, which is not, it's totally wrong. I will tell you something very important. You know, after the commemoration, when we do the liturgy, the commemoration of all the saints, there is a part
those, O Lord, okay? Actually, the tone is a sad tone. Those, O Lord, like this, okay? Actually, in the Coptic tone, it's totally different. It's a rejoicing. It's happy. And I was the first time in the 40 days when they teach me how to tell the Coptic, the part, we, because the all the liturgy should be in Coptic in the monastery. That's why I learned by Coptic language. Then they told me how to say it in the Coptic language. The Coptic language, it's only with like happiness tone. And this is exactly where, just we remember all the people who passed away, okay? And this one, it's the very happiness tone. And I was asking the monk, are you sure this is the right tone that you teach me, or this is wrong? He told me, like, this is the right one. But I told him, but it's like happy. You know, we are singing happy. He told me this is right, because we have to be happy. We have to be happy because there are some people now, they are intercessor in heaven, and they went to the heaven and they do the intercession for us, and we will meet them after later on. Nothing bother me and nothing make me upset or sad in my life, because God, I'm trusting God, and God is with me. Even in the church, at the church here, or in the service, nothing make me sad. And this is what I have to teach my kids also too. There's a lot of things God created for us and help us in our life. That's why I have to be happy. I will go quickly only for the titles, because it's the time now. That there is 7 steps to trust in the Lord with all heart. Number one is don't depend on you. 7 steps to trust God. If you want to be happy, then you have to trust God and put yourself in only 7 steps. Number one, don't depend on you. I'm not reading anything, even the verses, because we are late. Number two, cry out to God. Cry out to God. And I told this before, there is 2 ways to talk to God. One is like Martha, when she went to God and said to him, like, my brother passed away. And if you were here, for sure he will not pass away if you are here. And she start the conversation between her and between God, between Jesus. And Jesus continued to the conversation. But the second personality, it was Mariam. Mariam, she was upset because Jesus was not here. And Jesus called her. And when she came, she only said to him, why are you not here? And that's it. And she closed the conversation and she wept. And after what happened? Jesus wept too. Then sometimes I have no words in my prayer. It's only maybe my tears. My experience, I have an experience with this. Many times before my priesthood, many times I like, if I have a problem, I go to inside, I go to the bottom of the altar of God, okay, and I'm going inside and I'm trying to tell God about my feelings. But I don't know why I couldn't. It's only the word stop here. And I couldn't tell God anything. The next time, after this, I tried to write down everything in the paper to read it, and also I couldn't. But I felt like it's only something silent between me and between God, and He heard everything from my heart, and I felt I was satisfied. This is the second way to talk to God, which is cry. If you want to trust Him, then first, don't depend on you. 2, cry out of God. The third, run from the evil, which is, we said before, that the sin. The 4, put God first in your life. Number 5, check yourself by God's word, which is the reading the Bible, reading a lot. Make a time to open the Bible and to see who is God from the Bible. Listen to the Holy Spirit and rest in God's love. God, again, God is love.
I am a God who is near, say the Lord, and not a God afar off. Can a man hide in secret, and I not see him? Do I not feel heaven and earth, say the Lord? It's in Jeremiah 23rd. Jesus is the only way. I try to to be more short quickly because the time is 2:20, and after 4 hours we have to come back here to the church for the revival. God give us the blessing of the prayer. We learned yesterday about the prayer of Jesus Christ. For Moses, we can divide the prayer of Moses into three parts. The first part he said about the praising God and the nature, praising the nature also to praise God with them. And this is exactly what I have to do to praise God in the first, in the, when I pray. The second part, and I have to, he said that he tried to remind the people that there is sin, and the sin is a separation between me and between God. And the second one is I have to know there is, if there's a sin or there's an idols in my life, I have to remove it. Okay, and the third part is I have to trust in God when I'm talking to him. If I'm asking him his guidance, then I have to be sure that I'm trusting him. Trusting God, there is steps. The first step is crying out of God. Really, be like Martha, like Mariam, under like worship and bow, and worship again and bow. Worship under his feet to receive all the blessings from him. And glory be to God forever. Amen. You know that I announced it in after the liturgy. God will, we will start the Bible study program, Bible study school. It will be on Friday at the same time of Bible study in Arabic. It will be from 7 to 8:30. I try to take the people who is not serving in the Sunday school, but if you are interested in to serve with us, please tell me. It's open to for all. I didn't announce to the servant, but I'm announcing to the servants. But I know that you have a lot of things to do. I want not to bother you in another service. But anyway, it's open to all. Okay, who's leading this would be Peter Abdelmalek. He was leading the Bible study. We bought all the books, the curriculum. It's a lot of books from States, and now it's ready with us. And now I'm doing the registration. There is a form, but if you are interested in this, please help us. Tonight we have Amba Hanna with us. I'm going for vacation, and after this, with the first week in September, we have first Sunday in September will be sector meeting, and I have Saturday night. It will be on 4th of September, the sector coordinator meeting, and we will see what we'll do. God will, there is a preparation for the Nowruz. Yeah, to be on 16. Yeah, Friday 16, there is a party for Nowruz. After the Friday 16, then 18, we will move. We will change the classes. Yes, yes. I will do this in because there is no time this week. Then on the 4th of September, Saturday night, we will do this with the sector coordinator. And on Sunday, we will announce and we'll see how it works. And then 2 weeks later, we will do the movement. We'll move the change of the classes. Yeah. Yeah, we have to go back to back again the curriculum. Yeah, of Amber Ruiz. Yes, for a couple of weeks. Yeah. Which is normal. Yes. Okay. Any question? Amber Ruiz now until we've, I was talking with Mrs. Saga guys, with some Saga, the priests, about what they are doing, and they are using still Amba Yusuf curriculum, and they have a lot of complaints about this, and they will move with us to Amber Ruiz. Even they have complained on it, but it's still more convenient to us, to the people here in North America style, than Amba Yusuf. Amba Yusuf is still very old. We can't go move on it.
That's why we have to stick now with Amber. We still this was a, we are working with Mississauga about new curriculum. Like, yes, they have a thousand of people. They have thousands. Yani, okay, that's why they have they can do and a good yeah a good they have yeah they do a good job. Yani, that's why I'm working with them. Yeah. Till now, what I have, the maximum, I'm saying in it's divided by grades. From grade 1 to grade 6, that means that I have 6 classes, okay? And each class, and I have to find, like, in starting by 5 maximum. I can't do more. Okay, 5 maximum. 5 kids only. That's why I have here now... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 14. I have 14. Okay, I'm trying to be small, and I don't want, like, to have, for example, I would not be happy if I have, like, 10 of the kids, and after you drop. No, I wanted to be small group, to be precise with them, like, focus with them, and that's it, and I'm stop. Sorry? Yeah, please. Can you do it? Okay, mail all the parents, like from grade 1 to 6. Okay, please. I will send you the poster if you wanted to. Yeah, need to. Yeah, the poster. Yeah, the poster and the registration form, because there is a registration form. Also, they have to fill it. Yeah. Okay, we will do both. Okay, let's do it both. I will do this in. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I will do. We'll do both. Both. I will taking care about all the congregation, and will taking care about the parents from grade 1 to grade 6. Actually, we opened also like a volunteer for the parents. Maybe they will help us because we will do a ride. Yani, it is not the parents will not stick with a problem that I have to drop my kids and I have something like this. Even I try to encourage the parents to come to attend the Bible study in Arabic, but at the same time, I want to help the people if they have work or have something like this, then we have a right. Then I will divide also the areas. Okay, there is, for example, 2 or 3 cars to take the to pick up, for example, all the kids from Barhaven or whatever where, okay, and come back, come to the church and drop off them. From grade 7 and up, there is another program with Shreen, with doing the True Vine Scout. And grade 11 and 12, they will finish this and will come back to Bible study to help us. I'm trying to... I will tell you why I'm doing this. And honestly speaking, Friday night, it's very critical that we have to keep our kids in the church. That's why this is this is what I need. I need a lot of volunteers, all the parents and the servants come to with us to help us in this. From seven to nine, this is what I am looking for. That all the our kids to be in the church for the Bible and there is activities and for the Bible study. It's a complete program. It's a complete ready. We bought it. We bought a CD. There is also another book for the servants. How to prepare the topic, how to prepare the games, the songs, the crafts, and everything. It only needs to work on it to prepare. This is what we're working on it, and I'm trying to keep all our kids in the church on Friday. Because from nine, there is the youth and grads meeting. Then I try to keep all the congregation on Friday, especially Friday night, especially the kids, because after in grade 7, they try to, it's Friday and tomorrow is Saturday, it's weekend. Then let's go outside, let's hang outside to anywhere. And they have a lot of friends from outside. It's good, yeah, I know, we have to open, but there is a lot of bad things outside also too. Then I try to keep them in here in the church. Now, especially Friday. This is the aim. Plus, Taban, for sure, we have a problem that to know the Bible. This is a problem, and what I see here. That's why this is very important now to open the Bible with the kids and to teach them a lot of things and to know more verses.
They have to know by heart the verses. I have an experience with someone. She was converted from Islam to Christianity in Egypt. And she asked me, I was in university at this time, and I met her, and she asked me a question about a verse, and she told me, where is this verse in the Bible? And I told her, I don't know. Okay, and she was very angry, and she told me, like, how you are a servant and you don't know where is this verse? And I was like, oh my God, like, I have to disappear. Oh my God, I'm guilty. خلاص. Shame on me. بس عملي طيب بس بس خلاص. بس she taught, يعني, she teach me, she taught me that I'm a servant. I have to know the Bible and I have to know the verses also too. Anything else? In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.